when I was in school, in secondary school particularly, I was really conscious, you know, that there were differences. I mightn't have been able to explain it that way, but I was conscious that there were differences between the way children were treated, and some children who came from a bit better off homes than others were treated better than those who didn't. And that struck me as strange. And I was also conscious that not many of the people who were in primary school with me went to secondary school. They left school and a number of them emigrated. And I suppose as I grew older then I started to read about places outside of Ireland, and particularly I read about children in Africa and children, I remember distinctly reading Don Bosco and his work with children in Italy. And I was really conscious, you know, there were even people who were poorer than the people I knew. And I was drawn to work with them. And I, at the time, it wasn't possible to do something like social work or social science, because they didn't exist in Ireland. And the avenues would have been teaching or nursing, and that's what my sisters went to do. But I felt I wanted to work more directly with people who were poor. And then I heard of the Sisters of Charity and that they worked with the poor. They had, in fact, a fourth vow of service to the poor. And I went to see them, and I was very impressed with what I heard and what I saw. And therefore, I chose to join them.
You went to work with Bishop Birch. That was your breakthrough into doing the type of work that you wanted to do. And you talked very fondly about him and the different ideas that he had and the progressive vision that he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bishop Birch was appointed during the Vatican Council, and he went to Rome for the second part of it. And I was sent to Kilkenny at that time, and he wasn't there actually when I arrived, but he came home soon afterwards. And he was very progressive. He during his time in Rome, he got to know the bishops from Central America and South America, and he got really understand liberation theology and what they were doing, and he was really very impressed with it. And also very impressed with what the discussion of the Vatican Council, particularly the papers on the laity and papers on the people of God and the whole concept of community. And that's what he was committed to, building up community, involving the lay people at all levels and bringing people in from the margins and making them central. And he did that in very practical ways. He did it for all kinds of people in need, for children, for adults, for older people, for people with all kinds of disabilities, physical disabilities, intellectual disabilities, people, even children who had mental health needs. And provision was made for all those. So we were really developing a whole community, a caring community. Every parish was to be a caring community.
But then Bishop Birch passed away, a new bishop was appointed, and you were moved away.
Hmm. In 81, Bishop Birch died suddenly, and that was a terrible shock for all of us. But then we built up quite a community around the social services of volunteers and professional workers. But it was a terrible shock, but I suppose we kind of knew we had to continue the work. But then very quickly, in 82, I was told I was changed from Kilkenny. I would be leaving Kilkenny, and I was surprised, you know, surprised it came quickly and suddenly, and I was very surprised.
There was speculation, or at least you speculate in your book, or you say at the time that there was speculation in the media that there was disagreement, that people mm-hmm. didn't like the way you were working, that there mm-hmm. was a deliberate move.
Yes, there was speculation in the media. There was a lot of media coverage at the time of it, saying that I was changed because the bishop didn't want me, the new bishop didn't want me. He had been appointed bishop in 82 sometime. And I don't know. I just don't know. This was the bishop who told me I was changed. He had had a conversation with our provincial leader. it was decided that I would be changed. I have no idea what that conversation was about. I was never told. But I was changed. And that's what I did, because that's what you, that's what we signed up for, you know, to go where we are sent. But at the time, I have to say that the social services were just picking themselves up after Bishop Birch died. I was the director of the social services, so obviously the person spearheaded it. We had a management board and a board of directors and all that, but really the inspiration behind was Bishop Birch. And then the next thing I was gone, I knew which wasn't good for the services, but so be it. I left. And I went back to the university as a senior research fellow.